Small Wars by Lee Child. Read by Carrie Shale. In the spring of 1989, Caroline Crawford was promoted to the rank of lieutenant colonel. She bought a silver Porsche to celebrate. She had family money, people said, and plenty of it. A trust fund, maybe. Some eminent relative. Maybe an inventor. Her uniforms were tailored in D.C. by the same shop that made suits for the president. She was held to be the richest woman in the army. Not that the bar was high. With the new rank came a new posting, so the Silver Porsche's first trip was south, from War Plans in the Pentagon, to Fort Smith in Georgia. All part of the War Plans method. There was no point making plans that couldn't be executed. High-level, on-the-ground liaison was crucial, with a little surreptitious, behind-the-scenes observation mixed in. Every new light colonel's first rotation. Crawford was happy to do it, even though Fort Smith turned out to be a small, damp place in the woods full of desperate characters, special forces of various types, no tailored uniforms, which was okay, promising even, raw material possibly, for the kind of new units she was going to need. Input at an early stage could be vital. They might even name the units after her. She would make full bird within a year and a half. She would be fast-tracked to her first star. And she was entitled to have some input, wasn't she? Liaison was a two-way street. She was entitled to suggest what they should do, as well as listen to what they couldn't. The first week went well, even though it rained a lot. The rumor mill had it straight within an hour.